Come on. You'll come to church and be like, I was hurting when I came. for all that he's doing. Now, I do have one announcement. One said don't do it, and another said do it. So since I'm in the middle, I guess I got to make, you know, you got three people voting, right? One says yes, one says no. So who makes the final choice? I guess God will usurp my authority. So I got to do it anyway. Amen. Brother Thomas and Sister Trudy, can y'all stand up? Amen. 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 Now, we already know, everybody can be our city, you know, I'm your city, you are, right? In private, in reserve. I just want to stick to myself. We already got Brother Thomas. But your wife must not be from the city. Are you from the city too? Oh my, you must be from a different part of this world. He said, don't do it. She said, do it. But you know what? Can y'all come up front? Today is their last day. They're going to make all big joy. Come up front. We're going to just anoint them and pray. Amen. When you're trapped over the dangerous highways, Brother Thomas, you can get me later. You can get me later. But let us all stand. Listen, when you're trapped over the dangerous highways, and I travel those highways, how many know we need God's traveling mercies? Lord, before I get in the car, be in the car. Before I get on the road, be on the road. So we just want God to bless them as they travel back to Albany, Georgia, that he blesses the car, keeps them from hurting harm and danger. Let us pray. Lord, in the mighty master's name of Jesus, we thank you for Brother Thomas and Sister Trudy, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the desire that they have to be pleasing unto you. And Lord, we ask you as they travel over the dangerous highway, Lord, give them every aspect of the vehicle. Lord, let your anointing flow through every electrical wire. Lord, let your anointing flow through every mechanical part. Oh God, we ask you to make them safe journeys. Oh God, keep them alert behind the wheel. Lord, give them a testimony that our God is still a people. Our Lord is still with them. And for that, we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen. That Brother Thomas said, next time I got to tell you what I'm doing. You know, I can get up fast. He's from the city. Y'all know everybody from the city, they do stuff real fast. So if you can catch up fast enough, then we say praise the Lord and amen. God bless you. Amen. We just thank God for all these dogs. We never want to take God's goodness for granted. Like my wife said about 2 weeks ago, we were just coming down the road, just an ordinary thing. And the car had to see us. And as we got right to the car, the car pulled right out in front of us. Right? We had nowhere to go, but how many of you call on Jesus? Jesus can do a little movement. Jesus can do a little shift. Amen. Because we look like we were a thief on that car. But God just took control. And we went this way, that way, and you know what? Nothing was coming. So we just thank God for that. But it's not easy to go on the other way. Can we say, but God? And we're living in a day and time where people, there's so much uncertainty and there's so many things happening. And people are turning to every source but the real source. And how many know the real source is God? I heard Jesus say, without me, you can do nothing. Now, that doesn't mean you can't do it, but you won't have the true success. Years ago, we preached a message, the sin of success. Amen. You can have success, but that doesn't mean always mean that God is in it. Because when God is in it, God told Moses, you will have good success. Is that right? Is that what God, when God is in it, you have good success. So when you just have success and God is not in it, that's the sin of success. Because that's what you're doing by yourself. But that's not my message. Let us all stand. Amen. We know we have another service. So I'll try not to be long, and I actually wanted to shorten it. But the Lord placed that song on my heart. Minister Simon and the praise team sing it. God did not create us the world. One of the most prevalent signs that Jesus said of these last days will be men's hearts failing them for what? Fear. For all of the things that are coming on the earth. So every time you turn around, sometimes the way to do is be you can't promote good things. They promote all the negative things. So every time you turn around, there's a warning, there's a this, there's a that. But how many of God? God is a keeper.
Amen.
If God is a keeper. If you don't know God is a keeper, I heard Isaiah say God will keep you in.
Perfect peace.
So if there's perfect peace, there has to be another peace too. And that perfect peace means God will double that peace. That means God will keep you in peace, peace. Is anybody in the need peace, peace?
Yeah.
Listen, do you need peace? Peace, peace ain't just regular peace. Peace, peace is only the peace that God can give you. And he concludes that message by saying to them that trust in him. So God did not create us to worry, saints. He created us to worship. But we have to do what? Trust in him. Amen. So we're going to go to three passages of scripture today. And we know I have some strong interpersonal family critics. Strong.
Now church said,
word of the Lord.
Go ahead and be seated. So our message is
one thing.
Amen. So we read there's one thing that will take us to heaven, and that is the word of God. Then he tells the servant ruler, Luke 18:18 doesn't just say amen, he tells us it was a servant ruler. It was someone that had clout, someone that was prosperous, someone that had success, but it was not good success. Because he was wealthy. And the Lord told him, he said, go sell all that you have. And when you sell it, I want you to do something with that you sell. He said, how many things did he tell him to sell? Just sell one good thing. What's that?
All.
Leave it all to follow Jesus. How many don't know turning back? One thing lacking thou. Go sell all that I have, distribute to the poor, pick up your cross and
follow me.
And the scripture says that the certain ruler went away sorrowful. So one thing to take you to heaven, and one thing take you to hell. Alright, can we go to the book of James? I just want to go to the book of James for one quick second. Let's go to the book of James chapter 2. So we know the message that we're dealing with is
one thing.
And the thing I'd like to ask you within your spirit. How many know we all know what is our struggles?
Yes.
You might be able to put up a smoke screen, or we can put up a front for others. But we know what is our what's that one thing? Whether it's a success, whether it's a job, whether it's a career, whether it is an improper relationship.
Amen.
What is the
one thing
that will keep you out of heaven? Lord, if I make an assessment of my soul and my life, it ain't worth it. Can we say it ain't worth it? I like to do this a lot. I want to fast forward. This is what year is this?
2019.
So we're going to fast forward to 3019. How many years is that? 1,000 years, right? So from 2019 to 3019, that's 1,000 years. How many of us want to be around in 3019? How many of us going to be alive in these bodies in 3019? You might be around, but if they look at you and you're around, still walking, you're going to be mummified. So, if I hand it raised, I ain't going to score. Right, but in 3019, when we've already been to the judgment seat, we've already been presented for God. Based on your life now in 3019, would you be saying glory, hallelujah? Would you be singing around the throne? Or would you be like the rich man and say, Lord, send some one of my friends to dip their fingers in water and touch my tongue because I'm tormented in this flame? We're gonna hit 1,000 years. So, I'm praying the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm praying the Lord, praying hallelujah. I'm going to walk on the streets of the Lord. That's my plan. The devil and hell can't stop me because Bishop said on Friday night, we are what? Unstoppable if you got the Holy Ghost. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need help. That's why baptism in Jesus' name and being filled by the Holy Ghost is so essential. Because then you get God. When God is in you, guess what? We even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because I are. Lord, thank you. So when you get the Holy Ghost, God is with you. You can be walking down the street, they can be shooting all around you. You don't have to worry about a thing because he said, I'll keep you because I am in you. omnipotent, he's omnipresent, and he fills all space. But the difference is when you have the Holy Ghost, he's watching you from the inside. He's walking with you in from the inside. The enemy come against you, God said, you can't touch this with my child. So I put up a shield around him because I am. Lord, bless your name. When God you still won't see God. The only way you see God is if your heart is
pure.
Who determines whether or not our heart is pure? He tells the church of Sardis, he said, your works have not been perfect before me. Now, John writes, I know we spoke from James chapter 2, right there, so I'm coming there. I did not forget it. I'm coming. You ever just see it? Sardis writes, God said, I have not found your words. Revelation 3, verse 1. Say, I have not found your words perfect before the pastor, before your spouse, before your friend, before all the leadership of the church. God said, you've been doing everything and you have a good reputation with man, but I was not. So God said, you are the church of the living dead. He said, you have a name that you live in, but you are, you have a, how many know people have some reputations? But when you unfold the closet, when you see what only God can see, there's some stuff. All right, let me go to James chapter 2. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
I do like to preach, but I like to teach, right? But when you leave, you guys say, well, I got that one thing, I'm going to be that. If one thing beat any of us, this is your personal assessment. One thing, I pay my tithes, I pay my offering, I come to church, I pray through the prayer, I do all of this. But when nobody's around me, I'm struggling with one thing. When nobody sees me, I'm struggling with
one thing.
So I'm doing everything for outward righteousness. But I have an inner problem. That one thing has been eating at the core of my soul and spirit. One thing. You know, this is what one thing can do. You get up to come to church on a Sunday. You're all excited. The devil says, you think you're going to church? I'm about to hit you with that.
One thing.
This is the truth. This is the truth. So you walk out the door and that one thing hits you. You turn around and go sit down. And don't come to the house of God. Because all of us got a one thing, you fill in the gaps. I was, y'all know I was young one time. Really? I was a baby. I was a teenager. One time. As a young person, there was always that's one thing. Listen, let me do it this way. I'm still coming to James. Y'all still with me? I'm trying to help you see the devil disguises the one thing and you can't catch it. But you should be able to catch it because every time you're on a spiritual high, you're sliding there. You're sliding there. I lost my praise. I lost my joy. I lost my testimony. And I lost my faith because old soup with the devil doing just when I was almost ready to step over into my victory. One thing. All of us got a different one thing. All of us have that one thing that when I, you know, when I first got saved, I don't swim too good. I don't swim at all. So ever since I was a young person, they tried to get me to get baptized. But how many know that? I said, I'm not getting in that pool and let nobody drown me. I'm going to tell y'all this truth. So all through my teenage years, actually through my early teenage years, actually started when I was in 10th grade with my aunt, I see. He got filled with all of those. They were trying to get us to get baptized. I'm not getting that water, man. Nobody around me. Honestly, if you're a person, don't think like that. I didn't know all of that. merciful, God.
Yes, sir.
Because when I got older, somebody said, what would be the difference if you get baptized? I got baptized in November, in a church that didn't have no heat in the basement. And that water was so cold, it chilled my body. I'm
going to tell you, it chilled my soul too.
That water was cold. But I overcame the
one thing.
So I'm trying to create, keep everybody involved with me to let you know, you gotta overcome that one thing if you want to be successful in God. And the number one thing that most of us fear is fear itself. That's why when you get to all of us, the Bible says, God has not given you the
fear.
Is everybody with me? So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, fear will drive you crazy. Because the Bible says, where there's fear, that is torment. You can't rest. You can't be at peace. You be at home by yourself and hear the wind blowing, be running and locking every door. Because of fear. Fear is the devil's tool to attack the saints. All right, let's go to James chapter 2. I'm almost finished. Even though I haven't looked at my notes, I'm just going to keep it short for you. Okay? But what I'm saying is, if you got to overcome that one thing in order for you to go to heaven. All right, let's go to James chapter 2, verse 8. Our message today is what? And I want to personally ask you to ask yourself and to consider within your soul and spirit, is there one thing that is stopping or preventing me from living a life that's pleasing to God? Is there how many things? Somebody said, I got more than one. But there's one thing that'll drive you. There's one thing that'll turn you around. All success in life, one thing will make you lose it. So James 2 verse 8 says, if you fulfill the royal law according to the I told the saints, look at somebody. Can y'all, let's talk. I don't do this whole lot of talking stuff to people, right? But look at somebody and tell them, don't be a forward saint. F-O-R-D. Forward saint. You know what a forward saint says? I have a better idea. What God established in the beginning is still right. Because he's the same. So God has never changed. But when you get involved with foreign saints, they will change God's word because they have. Don't be a foreign saint. Verse 9 says, but if you have respect to persons, you do what? So you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. And then you're not supposed to have respect of persons. So if I see, this is just illustration. If I see a black brother and I see a white brother, this is illustration. Now I'm not promoting racism at all. Y'all understand? I'm just trying to show you. Respect the person. And I'm out witnessing for the Lord. I don't even give this example. This happened to me when I was in college. And I see, I'm on a witness and I see the white person and I go to the. Y'all can see black. How did I just judge that situation? How did I decide who I'm witnessing for the Lord for when I can turn my back on one? And go to the other. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? The Bible says if you do that, you commit sin. Because you're judging in your heart, you are determining who is qualified for salvation. And you don't know nothing. So you, when we use partial judgment, the Bible says you commit sin because you have respect of person. Amen. Now what we trying to do for people that join our church, I'm just using these examples. Y'all still with me? I know, I'm on overtime. Y'all don't have to pay me extra. I do all this for free. Y'all have to give me double or nothing. I put all this for free. So y'all, this is all on me. Y'all still with me? Respect of person. So if we have someone coming to church, and we have come in, my wife and I will usually try to take them out to dinner. Except for two people, they stuck out. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying anything but they had none of that either. So we can do it. Oh, sorry. But what we try to do is we take people out when they come because this is a church family. Y'all do it, man. Family is community. Find some of us on. With one rejoice. So I'm just using this. This is a form of mindset. So we had some people get saved. They were mentally challenged. I'm not using names for the sake of the people. They were mentally challenged. I mean, seriously mentally challenged. And we had taken everybody out to dinner. And one day I was praying, and the Lord spoke word to me. He said, hey, you can take this one out and you can take that one out. Why? I'm just waiting to me. So I said, Lord, forgive me. Guess what? We took them 2 hours more than anybody else to make up for a long time. Why? Inadvertently, not intentionally, we were doing respect of persons. Y'all still with me? So we can inadvertently decide something without realizing it because of our culture. Just because they had mental challenges did not qualify them for being a person in the sight of God. So my wife and I, we talked about it, we said, oh, wow, how do we do this? Right. So respect the person is not good. Let me finish this up. I won't go a lot further. Amen. Verse 10 said, for whosoever shall keep the
whole law.
They keep the what?
The whole law.
The whole law is the whole law. And back in Israel, the Jewish commandments alone, they had 613. But he said, who's going to keep the whole law and yet offend in
one point?
guilty of some of the stuff. So sometimes we have to make a personal assessment of our lives. And we have to ask, I've been doing it all, but is there one thing that I've omitted to do by choice? Well, James said, if you admit that, then you're guilty of, for he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou killest, thou become a. All of these scriptures teach us that it only takes one thing will be right will take us to heaven, and one thing will be wrong, will, as we all stand. I believe every day is reckoning day, because none of us know when we're going to die. Babies die, young people die. None of us know when we die. And God does not hold us accountable to know where we're going to die, but God does hold us accountable for how we die. Everything in life is a choice. We can deliberately choose to obey God, or we can deliberately choose to. It's only one thing. One thing is obedience. The other thing is disobedience. But the scripture says to obey is better than sacrifice. So thanks, visiting the friend, God wants us to obey him. And when we don't obey him, God is a merciful God, but we miss out on blessings. We miss out on healings. We miss out on miracles because of, can we all say it together? So after we leave church today, whether you young or old, ask, what is my one thing that I need to overcome to live a life that's pleasing to God? This is what Jesus tells us in Matthew the 10th chapter. He says, fear not him who's able to destroy the body. Who can destroy the body? Man. But fear him who's able to destroy the body and the soul in hell. And who's that? God. Don't fear anything. Listen, sometimes your friend, when we got saved, our friend said, if you get saved, then you're not my friend. Guess what? They ain't your friend anymore. Because the Bible says a friend sticking closer than a brother. So if you get saved, your friend turn your back on him, tell him, don't turn him back. You ought to walk away from that because they ought to be encouraging you if you get saved to walk with God. So if you get saved and they turn their back, goodbye world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasure to sin. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind.
You know, I recently took a test and
you have to list all of those good things about yourself that you thought on the test. And then the answer key, the test you found out, well, that's how you perceive it. But this is how others could perceive it, and I was very disappointed. Some of those good things that I thought I had in me, when I turned the page, I said, wow, if this is how my neighbor, my wife, my church, my friend, this is how they could view this and view this in me. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we think we're all right. But if you can humble yourself before the mighty hand of God and realize there's a possibility that I don't have all the answers. Today is that day you can humble yourself and come to the Lord. Today could be the first day of the rest of your life. I know we hear that and we say that, but it truly can be a new day for you. Come to the Lord while He is yet passing by. The altar is open for you. If you don't know Jesus, we invite you to make your way to the altar. Step out on faith. Step out of your own little system of belief and believe the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. After hearing the Word, signs and wonders shall go forth. If you need healing in your life, don't stay in your seat. Step out on faith. Come to the altar. Receive your blessing. If you need mind regulating, come to the altar. Receive your blessing. Don't let little things stop. We heard that we're unstoppable. But we stop ourselves because we won't come. We won't step out on faith. Come to the altar. If you need prayer, amen.